In the name of Allah, a letter to mother. You were the apple of your mother's eye. Your father would revive whenever he saw you. He would constantly smell you and say, quote, "I smell the scent of heaven in you," unquote. Your father, the messenger of Allah, spoke based on revelation, quote, "My daughter Fatima is the doyen of the women of the world. She is a part of me, the fruit of my heart, and she is my soul," unquote. Your father, the friend of Allah, has said in your magnificence, quote, "O Fatima, Allah becomes angry at your anger and satisfied with your satisfaction," unquote. The only successor of the messenger, the gate to the city of knowledge, the commander of the faithful, Ali, peace be upon him, was your husband and your honor, and Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, superior to the youth of heaven, were your children. O daughter of the messenger of Allah, the story of your life breaks hearts. You were so young when you were mourning your father. After your father was gone, his enemies desecrated you, broke your father's will, and disrespected your husband, the Lord of the faithful of the world. I understand that you heard the pounding on the door. You went behind the door, not for your husband, but for the defense of your imam. They rushed into the house, the very same house that Gabriel would ask for permission to enter. They set the door on fire, kicked it down, knowing that behind the door, Jasmine perished. Your arm was bruised. Your back got broken. Your unborn child was martyred. And finally, you got your wish. Martyrdom in the way of your imam. I know you were not satisfied with those who oppressed you and made Allah angry, and you even asked Ali, peace be upon him, to do your ablution and shrouding at night, lest those people be there for your funeral, because they were your and the messenger of Allah's enemies. But that part of your will to Ali, peace be upon him, shines in my memory, where you said, quote, "Dear Ali, send my regards to my children until the day of judgment," unquote. Wow, that message is so heartwarming and it makes me happy so much. Who am I compared to a mother like you? Who am I to be on the receiving end of the regards of the messenger of Allah's daughter? I will offer you the sincerest and warmest regards that a child can send to their mother, and I feel so good after that. But I want to repay your regards with something better. I want to be the ointment to your saddened heart and suffered body. Is there a solution? I thought to myself about myself and my mother, about the motherly love, about the fact that every mother likes her child to live entirely in peace and comfort. No mother likes her child to fall into difficulty, and you are a mother. But your only son, the one that your blood runs through his veins, is not in peace and comfort at this time and age. He is imprisoned in the prison of occultation. His hands and feet are chained, the chain of loneliness, and his heart is stabbed, the stab of forgetfulness. It is hard for Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, your only heir, to have the solution to every difficulty and misery in this world, but nobody refers to him. It is so hard for him that the whole universe is his, but he has to live lonely and isolated. Yes, mother, I thought and realized that if I want to serve you, I should serve your son, Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, my imam. I can pray for my imam, for his health, for hastening his reappearance, for the peace of his heart. I can talk to him in order to lessen his loneliness. I can model myself after you and defend my imam. And this is the gift that I can offer you with honor after replying to your regards and therefore pleasing Allah by pleasing you.